Hare Krishna. What time is it? It's 6:30 in the evening, my time. This morning I finished that vow of following Haridas Thakur's footsteps, chanting 3 lakhs a day, because there's always so many guests in the temple room, as well as devotees. So I was chanting from late afternoon into Mangalarti time. And then I would dress for Radha Shamsundar, half kirtan, take care of my little deities, and then do some yoga, take a little breakfast, and take rest. Sort of a new experience, taking rest during the day. It didn't always work. But in any case, that wasn't the main principle or the main goal. It was to just be able to sit back and concentrate on the sound of the holy name and pray to Krishna for mercy. We should pray to become free from the results of our past offenses, whether offenses that we've committed or sinful activities that we committed before coming to Krishna consciousness. If by some misfortune we committed the same while in devotional service, and then we should really aspire to become free from the clutches of the material energy. Krishna says, "Mama Maya Duratyaya, Mamiva Yipapadyante." It's a drag being in the material world. But at least if we are in the material world, then we should be in a transcendental position. That means on a spiritual platform. Being on a material platform is really a source of suffering and pain. Of course, for devotees, for sadhakas, practicing Krishna consciousness at any stage is good, but real benefits accrue, or real Krishna consciousness matures when we come to the platform of bhava or ecstasy. And then beyond that, we should pray for eternal service. Srila Prabhupada says that the Hare Krishna Maha is praying to the Lord, to his energy, Srimati Radharani, to always engage us in their service. So Krishna in Vrindavan, along with the Brijbasis, we want to be their eternal followers. And in order to achieve that perfection, which is very, very rare, we have to want it. And we have to cultivate the desire to want it, which comes by association, good association, and by serious effort. Anyway, those were some of the thoughts while chanting, which was a wonderful experience. In Budapest, Manjari heard about it, and on the last day, which was Ekadasi, she also chanted 192 rounds. If devotees want to really revamp their Krishna consciousness or get a real taste of what chanting Hare Krishna is about, and really know where we're at, because when you sit and chant Hare Krishna, there's nothing but you and the holy name. And very often the you that comes out is really minus all of the frills and pretenses that we can easily cover up with in our day-to-day life. Anyway, I'm here in Budapest now because I was so tired and I'm trying to reset my body clock. I didn't go to Budapest, but I'll be going in the morning. And then I'll stay there until the weekend, and then I'll travel to another couple of centers. And following Friday, I'll go to France for a week with Shamlal and Chaitanya Chandra and his wife and some other devotees, mostly just to do Harinam and work on developing French Yatra. I got a lot of real positive result from the first two files that we sent. Both of them were from Anuram Prabhu's machine. Right now, I just sat down and pressed a button, and I hope this is even recording I don't know how it's going to come out, what to speak of, whether I'm going to be successful in sending it away to you. But I'm very encouraged, and particularly I found that this is a means by which I can hopefully communicate more to English-speaking disciples, which means to disciples who I see less than others. And if you have questions, then please send them in, and gradually, bit by bit, I'll try to answer them. Okay, and we'll send some little snippets of kirtans and some sounds. Right now I'm in my room, and there's only the computer in the background playing, so that's the sound that you hear. But otherwise, it's a wonderful day here in New Rotterdam, and Radha Shamsundar were very beautifully dressed, dressed in their Dhanivartan Kund dress. Srimati Radharani has a pot of yogurt on her head, and Krishna has tipped it over with his stick. I don't know whether it's on the internet, but if it's not, then just hop over here for a look. Hare Krishna.